Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold on a Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. We back. We just did Call or Fold yesterday, but you know what? Unlike NBA superstars, I thrive in back-to-back games. All right? So Call or Fold, it's buy or sell, but it's better because I said so. We got bells and whistles. Bart will get the stories of the day that I have carefully, meticulously curated for you for your consumption. Again, all completely free. On the Odyssey app, on your local affiliate. If you're listening to me now, you're in the right place. Or if you're on Sirius XM, you actually pay for that subscription. But the Infinity Sports Network otherwise is free. And then your Sirius XM channel, of course, is $375.
Yeah. Could have got us for free.
You could have got us for free. You still can if you want to. You know, I'm not saying get rid of your Sirius subscription.
No, I am a subscriber.
I have a free trial that just expired. Maybe I'll shell out to you, y'all, $5 a month. I haven't decided yet. But all right, and call or fold. So I will deal Bart out some stories. He can call it.
Call.
He can fold it if he doesn't like
fold.
It.
Fold.
He can
check. He tripped me.
If he just wants to kick the story down the road, see what happens. Or if he really is picking up what I'm putting down.
Raise.
Oh, what a big man you are.
All right, so we all got the rules here. All right, Bart, let's start with the first call or fold, and let's go to Thursday night football. With the Houston Texans knocking off the Buffalo Bills 23-19 in a game that yours truly called, I said Houston, give me to 5.5. I'm a genius. I wish it would count for my abysmal NFL picks for six-pack of picks, but alas, that's what happened. Davis Mills, 16-30 for 153 yards, 2 touchdowns. Houston gets his 3rd straight victory. But let's go on the Buffalo side of things because I think that's the bigger story. No disrespect to Houston. Josh Allen, 24 for 34, 253 yards, 2 interceptions, including a game-sealing one, which is a great play by the safety there. I forgot his name. But James Cook was probably the only offensive weapon that showed up for Buffalo outside of Khalil Shakir, who had a great trick play. James Cook, he had 116 yards at a score. Shakir had 8 catches for 110 yards. The Bills have lost 2 of 3. They slipped to 7-4. And suddenly, their postseason's a little murky. The division might have already been out of reach. They are right now, if you're looking at the conference, they're at number 6. They're 7-4. Jacksonville right behind them for that final spot. But the Houston Texans now climb up to 8. Chiefs, Ravens, all in the mix. While the Bills' loss might have dinged them up a little bit, call or fold, the Bills' loss actually hurts Baltimore and Kansas City worse than Buffalo.
Because now they're back in the wild card spot, or what?
Si, senor.
Yeah, but then New England would have been there anyway. Right?
I don't... Well, I mean...
Am I not following your logic?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. But, well, now, because if you're Baltimore and you're Kansas City, you still got, obviously, you got to worry about the teams ahead of you. Let's say in a crazy world, Miami starts stringing off wins, too. You got to worry about the guys behind you as well. It's, there's not a lot of games separating the fifth spot from the 11th spot, if you get my drift. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot tighter than we think.
I'll check because...
Check. He tripped me.
The Chiefs are losers from this game, but they're losers because the Texans... Well, yeah, they're this whole result they're losers from.
And that would essentially for Baltimore as well.
Baltimore...
They have a better path because the division's not out of reach.
Yeah, and well, they did lose to Houston, though, and they lost to the Chiefs. But I still like them to win the AFC North. I think the Chiefs have to look at this and be like, oh, geez, we need to start winning games because they do play the Texans in a couple of weeks, so they could get the tiebreaker there, but they're going to need to. Oh, that's a Sunday night game. All of a sudden, that looks really good. And they lost to Buffalo. So, yeah, I see what you're saying, and I think it hurts basically every team in the league rather are outside of Houston is what this – maybe New England. Is who this hurts.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, I probably should phrase it a little bit better, but I'm glad we got on the same page eventually. You got to land that plane somehow. Let's go to the NFC. And let's look at the NFC North, your division, where your Green Bay Packers are 6-3-1. They're behind the Bears that are 7-3. The Lions are 6-4, obviously still in a mix. Minnesota, very interesting because obviously – a couple years ago, they gave Kirk Cousins a boot, said, we're good, we don't need you. Kirk Cousins did take them to the playoffs. They decided to draft J.J. McCarthy in the first round. Was he 8th overall? I forget my numbers, 6th or 8th. But he was a top 10 selection, which I thought was surprising because I never really saw it. I don't want to be biased here, but I never really saw it with J.J. McCarthy. And this isn't revisionist history. I've always looked at what he did with Michigan winning the national title. That was more about his running game with Blake Corum and his defense than anything else. But alas, J.J. McCarthy was a national champion quarterback. The Vikings are here at 4-6 in the basement of the NFC North. They're probably going to miss the playoffs, and it looks like the coaching staff has no faith in J.J. McCarthy. And J.J. McCarthy rung alarm bells for me when he basically said he needs to relearn his mechanics. They put all their eggs in this kid's basket, and it doesn't look like it's going to work out. I mean, it's still early, but I just have a hard time thinking that he's going to be able to get on track and the Vikings are going to kind of recoup on their investment. I ask you, call or fold, if the Vikings miss the playoffs, I don't really want to say if anymore, Kevin O'Connell's getting fired.
No, I'll fold that.
Fold.
You know, he's done a good enough job with these quarterbacks that I think you got, I mean, you give him at least another year with J.J. McCarthy. But look, they let Sam Darnold go. I think we talk about how Aaron Rodgers maybe wanted to play there and they didn't take him. Daniel Jones, they brought him in for a month last year, but for what? For what? And then they thought, you know, he could back up J.J. and, you know, if that would have happened, who knows what they'd be doing. Instead, they went cheap and just paid Carson Wentz $1 million. So they could be in a totally different position. They had gotten ready for this trip. They got ready. They were prepared. And then they threw everything out the window and then packed up the car and left. It just doesn't make sense why they would do all these things that they did just to do this and then think, okay, JJ's good enough for Carson Wentz. So he's not getting fired, but maybe more so on the GM there for how that played out.
All right, let's switch gears to baseball here. This free agency class for MLB is not going to be necessarily that great. I mean, there's obviously going to be a couple of notable names. Edwin Diaz, if you're looking for a relief pitcher.
Took a big hit when Brandon Woodruff stayed with the Brewers on the QO.
Yeah, for sure. Edwin Diaz, I just mentioned him. Kyle Tucker is probably going to be the big back. Alex Bregman is out there if you're looking for a third baseman. So there's going to be a couple of names, but this is not like, you know, Aaron Judge a couple years ago, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto last year. However, there is still one player that could shape the futures of teams for years to come should a deal be done, and that's Tarik Skubal for the Detroit Tigers. Why would they possibly trade him? Well, he's walking into his final year under contract, club control with the Detroit Tigers. There's obviously three options here. One, they keep him no matter what, try to extend him, and if he winds up leaving in free agency, you just take the draft pick. That's, you know, whatever. That's business. That happens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Detroit could keep Tarik Skubal and try to trade him in the deadline if the season doesn't go as planned, which is very possible because seeing how they choked away the division down the stretch this season that just passed. Or maybe you do the prudent thing and trade Tarik Skubal now and get as much assets as you can. But I ask you, call or fold, should the Tigers trade Tarik Skubal before the season starts? There should be a Luka Doncic-type revolt from its fan base.
Oh, yeah, call.
Cole?
I just think you got to hang on to these guys. Even when when stars get traded, it's always like, well, we're getting these picks and we're getting these players, and you're hoping for them to develop into the guy you got rid of. I just really, like what I was saying about Lane Kiffin earlier, I just want guys to stay where they are if they're good. Detroit, make sure you keep Skubal. Pittsburgh, make sure you keep Skeens. You drafted these guys, or you put investments into these guys, you know. I just don't want to see them give up on them. Now, they're going to be worried that they're going to lose them, but you find the money. Figure it out, man. You got to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Angels tried. You know, sometimes you swing and you miss, but I think if you trade them, you're just sending a bad taste to your fans' mouth. All right, let's get a little bit more baseball news in here. I'm not asking you to identify who these guys are, but two more prominent Japanese players have been posted from
Rays.
Rays?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
They're both B Dodgers. Yep.
All right. Well, then you didn't get my question yet. So there's four Japanese players that have been posted. And so that, you know, obviously four. Kazuma Okamoto. I just butchered that name. I'm sorry, guy. Kona Takahashi. He's a pitcher. I actually know who he is. Munetaka Marukama. I butchered that name as well. I know he can play first or third. Might be a good fit for the Yankees. And then another right-handed pitcher, Tatsuya Imai. I hope the Cubs actually are in on him. But there are four prominent baseball players that have all been posted by Japan. Bart jumped the gun, but let's actually get the question in here. Call or fold? The Dodgers will sign three out of the four Japanese posted players.
Oh, fold. They'll get two.
Fold. That's why you got to wait sometimes.
I'd give you more analysis, but somebody on my Twitter feed just reposted the video of Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing, and I was watching it the entire time that you were talking.
Yeah, are you kidding? I would do the same thing real quick. Let's make this one very fast here. Let's go to some NBA news. It's about to be very awkward in the bus household. The Lakers have fired two of the Buss brothers, actually three of them, now that I'm reading about it. Joey Buss, Jesse Buss, and it looks like Sean Buss, who shares the same mother as Joey and Jesse. They have all been fired from their front office positions effective immediately. Let's see what they did. Joey and Jesse, they had key Lakers scouting roles. They helped find players like Austin Reeves, Alex Caruso, Kyle Kuzma, and many others. Joey Buss specifically was the alternate governor and vice president of research and development. Jesse Buss was the Lakers' assistant GM. Now, this is not nothing new. Jeannie Buss has been firing relatives for the last couple of years. In fact, Magic Johnson's in place now because she fired her other brother, who had previously held that role. Anyway, with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, this is pretty rough. Call or fold. The best time to lose your job is right around the holidays.
I'm gonna call that
Cole,
because then you can go to your family functions and get hammered and not be judged like normal Christmases, because you can say, oh, I just lost my job.
Bingo, man. I need a reason to go ahead and drink this fifth of Jack, as if I didn't need one before. But
you could say, oh, I didn't see it coming. You could say,
I thought things were going so well.
People in line ahead of me for the new thing. And you can just get drunk.
Well, bottoms up. That's call or fold.
Time to cash out.
He beats me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.